The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned in summary of a hadith that those people who shall benefit from the intercession of the intercessor, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be those people who send large number of durood unto him. Sallu ala al-habibi sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammadin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, I feel humbled to be again back with this silsila, the path to knowledge. We are still talking about the virtue of knowledge from coming from a hadith. Is there any book in this dunya which talk about knowledge than the Quran? Wallahi, show me any guidance in this dunya which speak about the auspiciousness of knowledge than the guidance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many ahadith so far we have been told by the Holy Prophet ﷺ on the only on the importance of knowledge? You see, the episode is 30 minutes. But you find that sometimes if we want to take in a hadith, we cannot even try and finish without us doing justice. Like in the last episode, we didn't stop still explaining only one hadith, whereby the Holy Prophet ﷺ mentioned on the importance of knowledge. So we want to follow again that hadith from where we left in the previous episode. When we were listening about the comparison, whereby the Holy Prophet ﷺ made a comparison of a scholar and a worshipper, and then the Holy Prophet ﷺ draw some points which were clear cut like crystal diamond, which does not need any binoculars for us to see, which does not need any microscope for us to scrutinize the minute depth of the depthness of the importance of knowledge, which is very clear for each and everybody to digest. Whereby the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the fadlul alim, the virtue of a scholar, if you want to compare it to an ordinary worshipper, it is like that of a moon against the star. So we are now trying to see how, the exampleness of a moon and a star. If we look the example of a moon and a star, we said that in the last episode that the Holy Prophet ﷺ had made it such that it will fit a hand to glove a sacred scenario of a moon and a star. Because if you look at the moon and star, for in al-qamara, we explained last time, I want to catch up so that we can continue. Yudhi'ul afaq, it will illuminate the whole horizon. You see, the whole world will see that a type of light whereby it can, master light, the source of light. And it can stretch its light to cover the entire universe. Now, let's look at the stars. The stars, they've got light, alhamdulillah. But the light, it does not cover the whole of the universe, the whole of the horizon. It don't fool the whole of the horizon. Of course, it will illuminate, but to a little extent. Exactly, this is like the scholar. The scholar and the worshipper, if you want to compare them, then you find that the scholar can illuminate the whole world, but the worshipper can only do that on a limited level. Warawa ibn Jurayj an Ata an ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, on the authority of ibn Jurayj, on the authority of Ata, or an ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, on the day of judgment, a worshipper is going to be brought out and a scholar. فَيُقَالُ لِلْعَابِدِ, for the worshipper, it is going to say, to be said, اُدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ, enter the Jannah. But to a scholar, it is going to be said, اِشْفَعْ, make intercession. Then your intercession is going to be heard. Before you go to Jannah, it's going to be made to make intercession. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand the virtue of a scholar. Now going back again to the simile which the Holy Prophet drew unto us, there's another Madani pool. Number one, it is that anna al jahala, for verily ignorance, kalayli, it's like darkness, it's like a night, sidzulumati, it's like a night full of darkness. Wal ulama, and the scholars, wal ubadu, and the worshippers, bimanzilat al qamar wal kawakibi, then the scholars are like the moon and the worshippers are like this, the stars. Tali'a, which shines, which illuminate in that darkness. Wa fadl nur al-alim, the light of the scholars as compared to the light which a worshipper can illuminate. Ka fadl nur al-qamar 'ala al-kawakibi, like that of a star is pay against the moon. Wa aidan, and what also we can derive is the uprightness of the religion. Wazinatuhu, and its decoration, bi ulama'ihi, it is from the scholars, wa ubadihi, and the worshippers. If in this dunya the scholars are gone and the worshippers are gone, dabadin, so we can say that the religion is gone. Someone can ask that why the example was the paradigm was being drawn with the moon but not the sun. The parable was drawn with the moon but with not the sun. We can call it a parable, a paradigm, whatever we can call it. وهي أعظم نورا, because some people they can argue with us that why the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used the moon instead of the sun, and knowing well that the sun have got more light than the moon. قيل, we can give the answer, and the scholars they've given an answer already. فيه فائدتان, two things we can give the benefit of the moon of this example, it is because of two things. Number one, إحداهما, the first one is, we know that verily the light of the moon, it does not come emanate from it. The light of the moon actually, it emanates from the sun. So that's why the moon was being mentioned, because it depends on the light of something else. So the light of the moon depends on the light of the sun. That's why the ulama, they are being compared also with the moon. Why? Because the light of the scholars depends also on the light of the guidance of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal and His Rasul. So it does not come from their own mind and desires. And it is being mentioned here that the moon was being mentioned is that the light of the moon, it is not in constant state. It can vary. When the moon is on its full peak, the light is at its peak. It is called bad. It is at its full peak. Now when the moon is, appearing, the light is short. So the constantness of the moon, it can shine more, it can, you know, it does not shine the same. It has got variation in space shining is concerned. Like exactly, if we were to compare with the sun, you know, when it shines, that is all. It is in the same state in as far as its shining is concerned. So the scholar was lightened with the moon, because the scholars, they are different. Some they've got more knowledge, some they've got any little knowledge, some they've got, they are besting with their knowledge. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make us understand. Now we are going to the second stanza of the hadith. Wa qawluhu, now going back to the hadith, we explained the saying of that the angels, they spread their wings. Then we explained that the dwellers of the earth and the dwellers of the sky, they make istighfar for the scholars. Then we also mentioned about the animals, why they make istighfar for the scholars. Then we come to the simile of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereby he compared the scholar with the moon. We just finish it just now. Allow me to proceed now to go to the pathway by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that inna la ulama, that indeed the scholars, they are the heirs of the prophet. Now we're going to explain this now. Min a'zami al-manaqib li ahli al-ilm. Wallahi, this is the best virtue of the people of knowledge. This is the best virtue of the people of knowledge. The manaqib is the virtue of the people of knowledge. To be said that they are the heirs of the prophet. Which are going to hear. فَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَا, for verily the prophets, they are the best of the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal. The Anbiya, they are the best of the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal. Wallahi, no one will inherit the best creation except also that they are the best. We know that the inheritors, or the one who is going to be, to be inherited, only after him, if somebody take the place of the king, if the king is gone, then if the prince take the place of the king, this shows the nobility of the prince. He will become the king. So now, the scholars, they are now taking from where the prophets have left. So this is to show their importance. إذ هم الذين يقومون مقامه من بعدي. Like how the prince, if the prince become the king, it means that the prince now become the king. So now Allahu Akbar. After the prophet, now it means that the ulama, the scholars, they will take whatever position the prophets used to do. Then after the prophets, there are no any suitable candidate to spread whatever the ulama used to spread except for the scholars. Then they become the most deserving people, بِمِيرَاتِهِمْ, to inherit the prophets. وَفِي هَذَا, and in this, تَنْبِيهٌ, there is a warning, أَلَا أَنَّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ النَّاسِ إِلَيْهِمْ, and there is a pointing that they are the closest people after the prophets, the closest people to them, they are the scholars. وَاللَّهُ يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wallahi, Allahu Akbar. Rabbul Izzatul Jalal selected whomsoever he wishes for his mercy. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the scholars. وَفِيهِ أَيْضًا, and in it also, إِرْشَادٌ is a guidance, وَأَمْرٌ لِأُمَّ بِتَوَاعَتِهِمْ. Indirectly, this hadith told us that the ulamas, they must be obeyed. So here it is a point whereby we just able to see that in this hadith we are learning also, we are being told indirectly to respect and to honor and to follow, to obey, وَإِحْتِرَامِهِمْ, and to respect them, وَتَوْقِيرِهِمْ, all this, it means honor the scholars, وَإِجْلَالِهِمْ, again to honor them. These are the people who did succeeded the prophets, and these are the people who are carrying the divine message of the prophet. وَفِيهِ تَنْبِيهٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَحَبَّتَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ, and also this is being indirectly to be told that to love the scholars, it is from the religion. In conclusion, we say that Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to be from among the scholars, to love the scholars and to act according to their guidance. And if we are not scholars, we must try to love the scholars. And if we are scholars, we must know that we've got a great responsibility. Of course, it is an honor, but it is not something to boast with. We just have got to fulfill it. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.